This is Jamila Blue from Conscious Michiana. Our purpose is to connect Michiana to holistic practitioners and mind-body-spirit events and places within our community. Today, we have an interview, which is going to be part 5 of the Ubuntu Spirit Project and the Performance Therapy Series that we've been enjoying sharing with everyone. And this took place on November 8th with Dr. Day as well as Sherelle Lucky. And this is in regards to the topic for the month was on loss and grief. I do hope you enjoy.
So what I actually do is, you know, I take a little medicine, I drink a little tea, and, you know, I get in my zone, mm-hmm. and I'm vibing, I'm listening to music. Another really awesome thing about the man in my life is that he brings his own vibe, and I don't have to supply it. You know what I mean? And so music is something that really connects us and keeps us kind of, together, but it bonds us.
It's bonding.
Yes. And so he's always been able to supply the vibe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And then it's like, it's encouraging to me because it's like, I can find my own vibe. And so I'll turn on some music and I'm jamming and then I start to clean my house. And, you know, a few songs in, an hour goes by, and I've organized my entire office or my son's bedroom. Wow. And it's just become a healing place for me, to incorporate music and, you know, rhythm and that whole sensation into my healing space. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that gets you to the recovery part, and does it also carry you through carrying on?
Well, absolutely. And I'll speak briefly about this too. Like, I have a musical family. So my mom was a singer, and she passed away. So there's that greatest loss. The person who gave you the gift of the voice, gift. You know, that ability to sing is not there. The person who represents everything, all of my talent and everything that I want to accomplish in life, she didn't make it. And and I'm reminded of that every time I sing. My sister tells me all the time, you sound just like mom. I want to sound just like you. I want to sing just like you. And it's a lot of pressure, you know, to live up to someone who you had such high hopes for and to realize like how fragile that position really was, you know? So I still struggle with that, honestly. When my mom passed, I was a senior in college. I hadn't graduated yet. It's still a very tender space for me because my mom and I did not have the best relationship. She loved the mess out of me and I loved the mess out of her, but I was disappointed because she had this beautiful voice, but she was killing herself and she died of cancer. And it was the one thing as a child I did not want to happen to her. Once I found out what smoking does and what, you know, happens to your body, I was always like begging her, please put the cigarettes down. And she wouldn't do it. I'm talking about, I had to go see this woman in the hospital asking some new boyfriend to go get her a cigarette. And she's on the hospital bed. I was so angry, but there was a healing space there too, because what I used to do, I used to always massage my mom's feet. And that is something that I still like to do now in honor of her. So I started a business. It's not, I don't advertise it too much because it's more about the relationship. You know, I really want to cater to people who feel kind of, I don't want to say ashamed, but feel like they need some self-care and some self-love. So, you know, I'll invite them over and I'll, you know, get the little bath together and I'll wash their feet and you know, give them a little pedicure. But it's in honor of my mom because she worked really hard and she didn't always have a sense of where she was going, but she loved really big, you know? And like that's just a way to honor her. And so
so spread that love,
right? So that's one way that I'm kind of moving on, is recognizing what she instilled in me and trying to find creative ways to spread that around.
I have
for sure
a million other questions, but I want to ask, do you have some from out amongst us?
I'm sorry to get like out. Like,
no,
talking
mine,
about my mom
mine.
Is like
that's
a real. I'm
awesome.
Still, it's
that's
still
exactly
very, like you said, it's like a still
yes.
very tender space.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do have a question. I just want to figure out how to word it.
Okay.
So, I have obviously heard you sing a billion times, and every time it absolutely sounds like a baby angel. just curious though, do you accredit that to your mother's genes, or do you accredit that to your hard work, or is it a little bit of both?
Ooh. That's interesting. I would say my influences are directly connected to my mother because I grew up listening to whatever she listened to.
Mm-hmm.
It's not the world of today where you just kind of go through a playlist and play whatever
yes.
you want to play. My
yes.
mom had CDs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
She would play Music Soul Child. She would play Jill Scott. She would play, you know, Jay Moss and John P. Key and gospel music. And so, and Kim Burrell, that was one of her big
wow,
ones.
Wow, look at that range.
Yeah, Brandy.
Mm-hmm.
So when I started to have my little library card and go to the library and pick out my CDs, that's who I was looking for, you
mm-hmm.
know?
Sure.
And eventually I branched out and I got some other influences.
Children sound.
Yeah, but mm-hmm. my mom was, she would be like, we'd be driving in the car, Sherelle, do this. Right? And then I'd have to figure out what she just did vocally. And that was her way of playing with us, but also like showing us what she can do and teaching us that you can do this. This is I gave this to you, you know? So it's a blessing to even think about now. Like, I wish, oh man, I could talk about so many things. I just kind of wish we grew up in that time because all the influences of social media and feeling inadequate and stuff, it gets in the way. And I have kids now, and you know, I was talking to I'm studying to be a teacher, so I was talking to another educator about the influence of media on us and how it has built up this anxiety in a lot of us, you know. And I was telling her, I'm a product of the system that I'm fighting against because I have insane anxiety and I have to literally fight and work against it. Even in my own home with my own kids.
Yes.
My mom used to just be like, do this riff, do this run. I wish I had the confidence to be like, Sage, try this song. And but she was, it was playful for her. You know, it's like, man, the joy of just sharing your gift with people. I want to feel that without feeling like crying. You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Like, that's tough. So, yeah, man, moving on feels like leaning in. I love that term, leaning in to that feeling of you're in the right place, you're doing the right thing, this is what you were meant for.
So and reaching inside yourself as well and being able to pull out those things that are already there.
Jazz is good, you know, like that funky, because it taps into your spirit, you know, stuff that you can't explain. It's not, there's no words to it. I feel like that, between that and gospel, you just kind of feel it, you know?
You feel it in your bones. Honestly, I just wanted to make this statement before we move on. It is interesting that you are like, I want to have the confidence to be able to do this with my children, but quite honestly, your oldest is not old at all.
Yeah,
you know, and that's
smart.
So that's like the most beautiful thing is that you have three brand new beginnings to.
I like that.
Because even if you don't figure it out with the first one, you gonna figure it out by the last one.
We gonna figure this out.
Yeah, you're gonna figure it out at one point or another. So, you know, that's like the best part.
Yeah,
that's the best part. Any other thoughts people amongst us might want to add? Or
no.
I want to say that's a very beautiful story.
Thank you. I appreciate the conversation, y'all.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Of course.
Because you never get to talk about what's, like, going on in your own heart, you know?
Yeah.
And, like, just to have a safe space to really let that out and, you know, have the floor for a second, I really appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully what I'm saying helps somebody else.
You know? No, listen, you're more than helpful.
Yeah.
Honestly, you are very good. You're a good artist pick. I'm
curious about one thing. We've talked a lot about your mother's influence and how important it was,
mm-hmm.
and how important the encouragement was, and
mm-hmm.
specifically the influence of the type of music. But I'm also somehow, and I might be wrong, so just tell me if I'm wrong. I'm getting the vibe you have also carved out your own thing that's a little different than.
Yes.
Like you made it your own, right?
Right.
Can you speak to how it's different, how you made it your own, what it is?
Okay, so that's a really good question. So I grew up in Detroit. So I moved to South Bend when I was in the fifth grade. And culture shock.
Yeah.
Like, I had never seen white people
yes.
that close before.
Yes.
I felt like everywhere I went, especially like the grocery store, I felt like people were staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
But I discovered, I want to say, no, earlier, like in middle school, my uncle used to introduce me to a lot of eclectic type music. And I would say that really shifted me to kind of branch out and embrace other types of music. So yeah, I would say I have a hidden love for hard rock and, you know, bands like Paramore. I'm always going to be jazzy. So anything melodic, I love it.
That would
you know?
Be your first love.
That would be my first love.
Mm-hmm.
But I would say that my uncle really helped to shift my mindset around
mm-hmm.
what's good music. Good music is everywhere. I'll rock out to a concert, rock concert, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And I got dreads now, so you know I'm going to whip this hair and rock out. Yes, sir. Yes. So I do feel like, you know, it, as artists, we owe it to ourselves
yes.
to branch out, to
sure.
get out of our comfort zone
yeah.
and explore other kinds
find
of music.
Find your own voice and your own
mm-hmm.
path. Yes.
Yeah. So you'll find me, you know, singing random stuff by other artists that you might not have heard of before.
Yeah.
So, I mean, kind of off the top of my head with some influences, I was just singing a rock song today. I just can't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, for sure, it's evolved. Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for coming back and talking with me again.
Thank you for having me. Absolutely.
We can compare the two
yeah.
and see your growth.
Yeah. Hopefully I'll actually be putting a project out. I was supposed to put something out this year, but it did not happen like that.
Yeah, well, you've got it on your mind, though, so that means
yeah.
it's going to come.
It's coming.
Sometimes life just gets in the way.
Right. Well,
don't
not
worry,
gets in the way, but it takes us on my daddy calls it a windy road.
Oh, that's
we're going to go on a windy
yes.
road, but we're going to get
better.
To the finish line. You know?
Take that windy road back
right.
to that path, that
exactly.
project you were going to do.
Yes.
So
yes.
we will look forward to that so we can celebrate you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, don't worry. I'll drive you in here.
Yes.
Absolutely.
I'll be glad to come back.
My accomplice over there.
Listen, you know, I'm dragging her in.
Okay, I'm going to need some tea, though, next time. All right.
You got some. Go get it, girl.
Yeah.
Thank you.
All right, thank you.